produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. Glory, Lord. Glory, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome on in, welcome on in. Welcome on in. Welcome to the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is your host here on Leaders of Legacy. This is Minister Melissa. Just welcome you in to the sweet presence of the Lord. Welcome you in to this segment here on Leaders of Legacy radio. And today, just want to rest in the presence of the Lord and just rest in what the Holy Spirit is doing in this moment. So let's just open our hearts and our minds to just allow the Spirit to just minister to us. Let's just soak in His presence and rest in His presence for a few minutes here and just allow Him to just do what He wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Neashutarabakyas. Kiandarabashutena marariandarabashis. Giasutena marariandarabakyas. Biasunderabakyasutaremekyas.
Si aquí a ti a su terebequias.
Jesus, you're worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. We just invite you in, Holy Spirit. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign, Holy Spirit, over this broadcast, Holy Spirit. To teach us, Holy Spirit, the deeper things. To reveal, Holy Spirit, the mind of Christ within us, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Rest on each and every listener today, Holy Spirit, like only you can. Open the eyes of our understanding. Oh, Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sorabashitanamakyas. Kyasutinamakyan rabashus. Deasunderabakyan diribikyash. Renew our minds, Lord. Renew our minds according to your word, Lord. Renew our minds, Lord. Make our hearts steadfast, Lord. Make our hearts beat as one, as you and the Father are one. Today, Lord, we seek you for truth. Truth, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Near and far, Lord, that your presence, Lord, is permeating, Lord, over this line, Lord, over this broadcast, oh God, that every listener, Lord, under the sound of my voice, oh God, they feel your presence, Lord, permeating, oh God, through this broadcast, Lord, today, oh God, for the weight of your presence, Lord, is so heavy, Lord. It's so heavy, Lord, and we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you, Lord Jesus. We honor you with reverence. With reverence. Reverence, Lord, we honor you. And we say, Lord, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Today we have ears to hear, Lord, what you want to speak, Lord. And we're willing, Lord. We're willing, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for teaching us today, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So today, I just feel the presence of God in such a weighty way that the presence of God is just very weighty. So I'm just going to be obedient to the Lord's leading, and I want to talk about the condition of the mind. The condition of the mind, and what conditions our mind can be in, but what condition it's called to be in. And First Corinthians 2:16 says, "Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." We are called to have the mind of Christ. Amen. We're called to have that. We are called to have that, the mind of Christ. But in what condition is your mind today? In what condition? Do you have a peaceful mind? Do you have a worried mind? Is your mind negative and critical? Or is your mind calm? Is your mind confused? Is it fearful or overwhelmed? Is your mind anxious or troubled? Is your mind a wondering mind? And it's so easy to get caught up in these places in our mind that cause us to have these types of minds. And a critical, judgmental, suspicious mind is abnormal for a believer. You know, we shouldn't have minds that are judgmental, critical, suspicious. That's abnormal for a believer. Renewing our minds, it's a process daily. That's a daily process. And Romans 12:2, if you want to turn there with me quick, I have a bunch of scriptures that I'm just going to read over in the process of going through the teaching tonight. I'm just going to share and read over them as God dropped them into my heart. So it says, Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." So renewing our minds is not something that is just once and done. It is a daily process. It is a daily process. And we're renewed in our minds daily. God renews us daily as we get in His Word, as we sit alone with Him. You know, a lot of our problems are rooted in wrong thinking. Satan will fight us continuously in this area. We must pray and study God's Word to get the victory here. To be victorious over this area, we have to study God's word and pray. We have to commune with the Father. We have to constantly ask Him to be renewed in our minds. Because if not, it's so easy to think like the world, to respond like the world. We're so accustomed to culture and the responses and the reactions that are around us, that when troubles or situations arise, our first response is not to tuck away and hide. Our first response when, you know, somebody cuts us off on the road driving, your first response is not, "Oh, Father, bless them." You know, no. Your first response is probably something coming out of your mouth that shouldn't be coming out of your mouth, or, you know, a fit of rage or just anger, blurting something out. But we're not called to be so quick and respond in that manner. We're called to be renewed, renewed in our thinking, renewed in our actions, renewed in, you know, our responses. They should be renewed daily. In our daily walk, everything about us should be changing each and every day. They should be changing each and every day. The way that we respond to situations, the way that we react, our reactions should be changing each and every day. We have to cast our cares upon the Lord. We have to. Everything that we, excuse me, everything that we think upon, all the worries of life, all of the situations that we take and keep, you know, stored in our memories, you know, up there in our minds, it eventually takes an effect on us. And we have to cast our cares unto the Lord, you know. And First Peter 5:7 says, "Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you." He cares about you. He cares about everything. He cares about the little things. He cares about the big things. He cares about those little, you know, taunting thoughts that bother you day and night. He cares about the worries, you know, if you didn't meet the deadlines. He cares about the worries of how you feel if, you know, you feel like people don't like you or people misunderstand you or people mistreating you. He cares about all those things. Are you worried that you don't have enough money? You feel like you're there's not enough to make ends meet, you're ashamed, whatever it may be, whatever care you have, whatever's bothering you or eating you up, cares about your children, cares about your husband, cares about your wife, your car note, your house payment, whatever it may be, your self-esteem, your confidence, He cares about it. And we're called to cast those things before Him. Because if not, we store these thoughts up in our minds, and then our minds become anxious, our minds become confused, our minds become scattered, our minds become unfocused, our minds become troubled, our minds wander, they become double-minded. And the word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. In all of his ways. In all of his ways, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So each and every care that we have, we need to cast it before the Lord. Amen. We have to be so careful in taking every thought captive and laying it down before Him. We have to. Let's jump into Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 18. Right? It says, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope He has given to those He called His holy people, who are His rich and glorious inheritance. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. He knows the mind of God. So He imparts and reveals to us the wisdoms and revelation of God. He's the one, the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit abides in you and lives in you and dwells in you, guess what? Then you can come and ask the Holy Spirit for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of insight, the spirit, you know, you can ask for the seven spirits of God to work and be active and be influential in your life. You have that access. You have that access unto the Father and the wisdom of God. You know, he will show you things. He will reveal things to you. He will give you clarity and peace of mind. Pray for a fresh baptism in the Spirit each and every day. Pray for the revelation of heaven to rest on you daily. Pray, you know, ask the Spirit to dwell richly on you and give you freshness, fresh eyesight, fresh hearing, fresh revelation, to open the eyes of your heart, to open the eyes of your understanding, that you may understand what the Father's perfect will is for you. You know, these are our inheritance. These are the things that we have access to. These are the things that help us to renew our mind. It builds our character. It builds our integrity. It renews everything about us when we cast our cares unto the Lord. And then we lay our cares down. And then in turn, He fills us up with more of Him. Amen. Amen. We can't be so busy trying to figure everything out on our own. Busy, you know, for God, when we're so busy, it cuts our connection with Him. So often we miss when the Spirit is trying to enlighten us or give us information because we're busy. We have to make the time for Him. We have to make the time to come before Him. We have to make the time to rest before Him and sit with Him and lay our burdens down and make the time to, you know, maybe at the moment you can't, you know, all these things are boggled up in your mind and you can't at the moment while you're at work sit and stop and pray, you know, and press into the presence like you want to. But a quick, you know, prayer, God, help me with the confusion in my mind. You know, Lord, give me direction right now, a bathroom break, you know, but it's imperative that daily we make the time to come before the Father, to sit before the Spirit, to sit before the Lord and make time with Him and lay these burdens down and ask to be renewed. It's imperative that we do that, because if we just continue to go about our days and the conditions that our minds are in and allow the things of the world to just pile up on us and each and every thought that comes our way, we receive it and we don't take it captive, and we just allow that to rest on us, they become burdens, they become weights, they become yokes. Eventually they become yokes that the Lord never asked us to carry and walk in. And then before long, you're buried down, you're weighted down. You know, you're weighted down with so much and you don't know whether you're coming or going. So it's so crucial that you make the time to sit with Him, because let me tell you, He will keep you if you want to be kept. He'll keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. When your mind is stayed on Him, you know. And Isaiah 26:3, let's jump there real quick. Isaiah 26:3 says, give me 1 minute. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock." He is our eternal rock who we can rest on. When our thoughts are fixed on Him, when our thoughts are fixed on the goodness of the Lord, on the steadfastness of Him who called us for good works according to His name, according to His glory and riches, according to, you know, just His name, just being called by His name, that's enough to make the darkness tremble. The name of Jesus is enough to make the darkness tremble. And we've been called by that name. We've been called by that name. The name of Jesus can break the barriers off of the mind and the negative and the critical thoughts. They come falling to the wayside when we allow the Lord to step in and we allow the Holy Spirit to renew us. And how are we renewed in our minds? By picking up the Word. By picking up the Word and reading the Word out loud, repeating the Word out loud, saying what the Word says about us, proclaiming the promises of God over us and over us, over our minds. You know, I know sometimes there's days where my mind is just so cloudy and, you know, I just feel weighted down by, I walk into a room and, it's kind of the prophetic anointing on my life. I can walk into a room and I can pick up a lot of things that are going in the room, that are going on in the room. And sometimes it's so much that I'll just have to start speaking under my breath the scriptures and reminding myself, you have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. And I take every thought captive, because every thought that comes my way, necessarily, it's not my own thought. It's stuff that I pick up in the atmosphere. It's stuff from people that I'm surrounded by. It's stuff that's going on around me. It necessarily doesn't have anything to do with me, but the place that I might be. And we as people have to be careful not to pick up on things that were not meant for us to take on, but were meant for us to pray over or pray through on behalf of someone else. And a lot of times we take on other people's burdens thinking that it's something that we're going through, when actuality, it's just something that we're picking up in the atmosphere. And this comes along, you know, if you're a prophetic person, this happens. Like when you step into a crowded room or you go into a store or something, oftentimes this happens and you pick up things in the atmosphere. So just ask the Lord to reveal, you know, certain things to you and what's for you and what's not, how to lay things down and you know, how to pray through, how to take thoughts captive and submit them unto the authority of Christ, because that's where a lot of our battles are won and lost, is in the mind. And if we're not careful to pick and choose and discern what is what, we'll take on stuff that never belonged to us. So, you know, we want to guard the condition of our minds, just like, you know, the word tells us to guard the condition of our hearts. We want to be people that guard the condition of our minds also, because it's very, very important. You know, it's very, very important that we keep our minds clear of clutter, clear of confusion, that our minds are renewed daily, minute by minute, you know, hour by hour, second by second. However it is, we have to clear the clutter. We have to filter in, you know, filter it in, garbage out, God in, garbage out. And we just have to be careful, you know. We have the mind of Christ. There's nothing that we can't overcome, but the battle is daily. The battle's daily in our mind. And like I said earlier in the teaching, that is where most of our battles occur. And that's where most of the battles are either won or lost, is in the mind. Because where the mind goes, the man follows. So wherever our mind goes, that's where we'll follow. So it's imperative. Take every thought captive and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And, you know, I encourage you to each and every day speak over yourself. Speak the scriptures over yourself. Speak that you have the mind of Christ each and every day. Speak it. Speak the word of God over you. And when those situations arise, you'll be able to discern which thoughts are godly thoughts and which thoughts are not. So the more that you do this, the more that you practice it, the more that you put it into action, you'll be able to overcome the obstacles and the barriers. You'll be able to see the enemy's tactics from afar, and you'll be able to conquer and win and get to a strong place in your mind. And you know, you just get to a place of victory. You get to a place of victory where the battle is won. The battle's won in your mind, and you stand from a place of victory because you've been renewed. You don't fall for those lies anymore. You don't fall for the traps. You don't fall into the confusion because your mind is stayed on Him, and He keeps you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on Him. Amen. So these were just some nuggets, you know, that the Lord gave me, and He just wants us to have a renewed mind in Him, and to be led by the Holy Spirit, you know, to be led by the Holy Spirit, so that we're kept in perfect peace, because He doesn't want us scattered. He doesn't want us scattered and all disorganized and all over the place. He wants us steadfast and standing from a place of victory, not fighting for victory, because He's already overcome. You know, He's already overcome. So we already have the victory in Christ. Amen. So I just pray that this has blessed you, and this has given you a little insight, and just encourages you to go deeper into the word and to just ask, you know, the Lord, seek the Lord for the seven spirits to come upon you in your prayer time, and just ask the Lord to enlighten you, and to give you the spirit of revelation, and to open your eyes to new things and the understanding, and you know, just allow the spirit to work through you, because there's so much that God wants to show his people. There's so much, but you know, if we don't ask, if we don't come before him and ask, how will he give us? We don't have because we don't ask. And he wants us. He wants us to ask him. He wants us, you know, to keep our hearts with all diligence, to keep our minds with all diligence. Amen. So let's just pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that your word is truth, that your word is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. We thank you that we have the mind of Christ, that we have the authority to lay our burdens down at your feet, Lord Jesus, and you will renew our mind and make our burdens light. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you say cast our cares upon you, because you care for us, Lord. So today we cast our cares upon you. We ask that your seven spirits, Lord, would rest upon us, that the spirit of revelation would enlighten us, oh God, that the eyes of our hearts and the eyes of our understanding would be open to understand, oh God, the spirit things, to go deeper. Lord, we ask that you would renew us this day, renew our minds and give us the mind of Christ, that we would be able, oh God, to understand greater things, oh God, that we would be able to see, oh God, the counterfeit and the lies, oh God. Father God, that we would be able to discern and recognize, oh God, what's from you, oh God, and what's from the enemy, oh God. And that we would withstand, oh God, the wiles of the enemy, oh God, because we're so rooted in your truth, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for every listener, oh God, under the sound of my voice, oh God, that is not, oh God, conformed to the pattern of the world, oh God, or culture any longer, oh God, but they have broken out, oh God, today into a new place, oh God, because they have chosen to stand, oh God, being renewed in their mind, being renewed in their hearts, oh God, being renewed in the spirit, oh God, to go deeper in you, oh God. I thank you, God. May you richly bless them, oh God. May you richly renew them, oh God. May you richly encourage them, oh God. May every shackle, oh God, be broken, oh God. Every form of bondage be broken, oh God, in Jesus' name. May every form of confusion, oh God, be broken right now in Jesus' name. And I release clarity, oh God. Clarity, oh God, into the mind in Jesus' name right now, Father God. That, Father God, their worry, Lord, would turn into worship, Father God, right now, oh God. That any anxiety, oh God, that they would drop it, Lord, at your feet, Father God, right now, oh God. And that the peace of you that surpasses all understanding, oh God, would rest upon them now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that they are fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God, that the overwhelming peace and joy of knowing you and being called by your name would sustain them, Father, all the days of their lives, oh God. Father God, may you keep them. May you bless them. May your face shine upon them, oh God. May you be the light, oh God, that they need, oh God, in this time, oh God, and the hours ahead, oh God. May their faith, Lord, not waver, oh God, and may they remain, oh God, faithful and true unto you, unto the gospel of Christ, until you come, Lord. Father God, I bless them. I bless them. I bless their families, oh God. I bless their ministries, oh God. May they go forth, oh God, in the power and might, oh God, of you, Lord Jesus, resting in your spirit, resting in your presence. And peace, oh God, and peace, oh God, like only you can give, Father. I bless them and I praise you for them. We bless you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, and all of our souls. We just honor you, Jesus, with all that we do. all that we do and all that we are. Thank you for showing up like only you can, Lord. You never let us down, Jesus. You never let us down. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for dwelling amongst us richly and richly blessing us like you always do. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank you, each and every listener. I just ask that if you have any prayer requests and you're looking for anyone to join in with your prayer requests, I ask that you send them to our email, which is enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. Again, that's enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. You can send your prayer request, or you can just send words of encouragement of how these teachings have blessed you in any way. We look forward to meeting with you again on another episode of Leaders of Legacy Radio. We bless you richly and abundantly in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We love you. Peace and blessings to you all. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.